This is Discover Your Past, your podcast about the history of Quebec's eastern townships, its peoples, politics, and economy. My name is Jacqueline Collar, and today we will talk about how Francophones changed the region's demographic profile. An interesting characteristic of the eastern townships is the complete reversal of linguistic majorities over the 1880s. The local population went from an Anglophone majority to a Francophone majority during this period. First, French Canadians came to settle in rural areas uninhabited by Anglophones. These townships were not as fertile, and roads were either in very poor condition or non-existent. This demographic change occurred over the time span of approximately one century. With the 1830s came a small number of French Canadians who decided to settle in certain townships such as Kingsey, Stuckley, Wootton, and Weedon. By 1844, 15% of the eastern township's population was French-speaking. Contrary to the Anglophone rural environment that was divided into municipalities that were the size of an entire township, townships occupied by the Francophone community were divided into several smaller municipal parishes. For example, Windsor Township was divided into Saint-Georges and Saint-Claude. Land occupation also differed between the two communities. Anglophone townships developed following American traditions, where houses were built far from the main roads and were generally spread out over the territory. In townships with a Francophone population, houses were built very close to the roads and neighbors lived near one another. The parish developed around the church, and the roads corresponded to ranges, as can be observed in Weedon and in Saint-Camille. Between 1850 and 1880, French Canadians began arriving in the region in great numbers. The railway enabled the settlement of new pioneers. Economically, this was a period of industrialization and of urbanization in the eastern townships. High demand for non-specialized workers attracted French Canadians to industrial cities such as Magog and Sherbrooke, mirroring a similar phenomenon that occurred south of the border in New England. As a result of this migration, a Catholic archdiocese was created in Sherbrooke in 1874, enabling the establishment of a Catholic school system. In 1881, 55% of the eastern township's population was Francophone. During the same period, many Anglophones of American origin emigrated to the Canadian and American West. Between the 1880s and the 1920s, cities and towns developed alongside railways and industries. Cities came to have a Francophone majority, whereas the Anglophone communities tended to remain in more rural areas. The French Canadian population was constantly on the move. Families would move from one industrial city to another, following available jobs. Nonetheless, Francophones came to represent 75% of the population during this period. At the same time, French Canadians' sense of belonging in the province began to be keenly felt. The 1885 hanging of Louis Riel, the effervescence of certain politicians such as Honoré Mercier and Wilfrid Laurier, as well as a general opposition to British imperialism, led to a series of demands on behalf of the Francophone population with regards to their position on the social and political landscapes. Throughout the 19th century, the Francophone community evolved from being totally absent from the eastern township's landscape to making up the majority of the region's population. This transformation occurred mainly in cities, and Anglo-Protestant clusters remained present along the Canadian-American border and in the areas surrounding the cities. This demographic change led, in 1874, to a translation of the English term Eastern Townships to Canton de l'Est by Antoine Guérin-Lajoie. Join us next time when we talk about political tensions and an agreement of goodwill.
Discover Your Past is produced by the Eastern Townships Resource Center and Toast Radio, the student radio station at Bishop's University. The podcast has been made possible through funding from the Quebec government's Secretariat for Relations with English-Speaking Quebecers.